The food crisis is nothing new in North Korea. Hundreds of thousands of people in the East Asian nation are believed to have died in the famine of the 1990s, and floods last year devastated the country's harvest. Reports suggest that North Korea may be on the brink of another famine. But the North Korean government seems to be reacting differently this time. It is allowing the UN World Food Program to visit the countryside to assess the seriousness of the food shortages. Stefan Haggart is a professor at the University of California, San Diego. He's written extensively about North Korea's food shortage. How odd do you find it that the North Korean government is now opening its doors to the UN World Food Program and giving them access to areas that previous to this they have not had access to?
Well, I think it's a sign of the desperation. Typically, the North Koreans have been very, very cautious about allowing foreigners in of any sort. The World Food Program was kicked out in late 2005, and this recent entry is the first time they've been able to get back into the country. There have been a conjunction of factors, a kind of perfect storm that have combined to create a new round of shortages. The South Korean government has traditionally given extensive aid to the North, and they've recently pulled back in the wake of the missile and nuclear tests. The new administration is more cautious in extending food aid. But one of the findings of our research is that rice prices that have gone sky high throughout the international economy have actually affected North Korea as well, because they're dependent on rice imports through China.
So tell me more about that. If it hadn't been for the higher price of rice right now, would North Korea be in the dire straits that it's in?
It's just one factor. The floods did matter, but the high prices have really mattered as well. You know, this is a socialist economy where the food is typically distributed directly to citizens through the government, to farmers in the form of rations, and in the cities through a public distribution system. But after the famine, that system of public distribution broke down, and individuals and households started to rely on the market for purchases of food. And, of course, those market prices are transmitted through imports. So as rice prices have gone up in the rest of Asia, they've gone up in North Korea as well.
What do you know of how severe the current food shortage is there?
Well, we have to triangulate a bunch of information. And one of the reasons why the WFP getting back there is so important is because we just don't have the canary in the coal mine. We don't have the people on the ground to figure out what's going on. So we look at things like the aggregate production and compare that to the demand. And we know from the floods that they're short a million metric tons out of a total of maybe 4 million that they need to feed the population. That's a huge shortfall, 20%. We've watched prices go up. We know that that affects households. And then some of the NGOs from South Korea that are operating there have given us anecdotal accounts that deaths are beginning in some of the most severely affected areas.
How else do you know, though, these facts and figures? How do you know what to believe, Stefan? I mean, I realize you've been extracting information from the area for a long time, but what is the most reliable, what has been the most reliable in the past?
Well, if you look at something like the aggregate food production numbers, believe it or not, we can get pretty accurate estimates from satellite imagery of exactly what the effects were of the floods on particular grain areas. The North Koreans tend to exaggerate the shortfalls, so they've been saying that they're short 1.5 million metric tons. If that were the case, there would be people dying in Pyongyang itself. What happens in a famine is that people go down the food chain. So they give up rice and they start to eat corn and millet, and then they start to eat grasses, and then they end up eating things like bark. And we're starting to hear these reports of people in the severely flood-affected areas turning to grass porridges, and that's usually a sign that things are getting pretty bad. And then we also have reports, again, from these NGO channels of people dying, beginning with the most vulnerable populations, the elderly, children, and so forth.
All right. Stefan Haggart, professor of the Graduate School of International Relations and Pacific Studies at the University of California, San Diego. He's the author of the book Famine in North Korea, Markets, Aid, and Reform.